الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla that on the Laylatul Jumu'ah, the first of Jumad al-Akhirah, here in South Africa, so we are assembled here. And thereafter we thank the ulama of Darul Arqam for choosing a topic which really is the deed of the hour. And the topic they kept is regarding Shiaism, whether it is the fifth school or a deviant sect. The topic is very long, brothers, and especially for the ulama, I request that you should try and make some mental notes, because this topic needs not an emotional discussion, but rather an academic discussion. Without a shadow of doubt, the Shias now have become so powerful. When you just look at the world and geopolitics taking place, Lebanon, Hezbollah, Iran, so powerful in the Middle East, Iraq, majority Shia, Syria, we find that the rulers, they are Shia. So they are becoming bolder and stronger by the day. Let us take it, there are seven topics I'll discuss, there are many more, but I'll just break it down to seven inshallah. The first question, honorable ulama, brothers, sisters, is, what is meant by Shia? When we study the Noble Quran, we find that the word Shia has a good connotation and a bad connotation. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, wa inna min shiyatihi la Ibrahim, and from the family and from the party of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam came Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So Almighty Allah in this way is telling us that if you study Nuh alayhi salatu salam's descendants, you will find Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. So Shia in the Noble Quran has a wonderful meaning. And you see in another place, you go to Egypt. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam leaves Egypt, now he goes to Midian, and there are two people fighting. هذا من شيئته وهذا من عدوه. This is from my Shia, it's from my group, and that is from the enemy. So we see that Shia has a good meaning as well. So Shia would mean for us an easy example, brothers and sisters. We are in the month of May, election month. So you have ABC party, XYZ party. So the people who are going to vote for ABC, they will be the Shia of that party. And those people who vote for XYZ party, they will be the Shia of that party. You agree with their beliefs, you agree with their aims, you agree with their objectives. So it is used in a generic sense. So it is used in a bad connotation as well. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَاءً. Verily those people who have made compartments and departments of the deen, they have broken the deen into pieces and fragmentation. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَاءً. And they have become many splinter groups. لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, you must have nothing to do with them. So those people who took this pure deen of Islam and then adulterated it and made fragmentation and splinter groups, لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. You Mustafa alayhi salam must have nothing to do with them. So the first thing we learn, brothers, is the word Shia can be used in the good connotation and can be used in the bad connotation. Today, when we speak of Shia, what comes to our mind? Straight away, Iran. Read the glorious history of Iran, dear brothers, ulama and sisters. Do we know what is Iran? That Iran that produced Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj from Nisapur. You know the greatest book of hadith after Imam Bukhari Sahih, Imam Muslim's book. That Iran that produced Imam Abu Dawood Sajistani, also from Iran. That Iran that produced Imam Ibn Majah from Qazwin. They all hail from Iran. Nisapur today is in Iran. Yet Qazwin is in Iran. Sajistan is in Iran. Today you ask any person what is the capital of Iran, they will tell you Tehran. What is Tehran's old name? Ray, Raya, Imam Fakhruddin Razi. He came from Ray, from Tehran. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, the sage of the age, rahimahullah. Originally from where? From Iran. So you can go on, Abdul Qadir Razi, the one who wrote the Qamus and the Lugha, remember also from Iran. So it has a great, great history. First point we have discussed, that the word Shia, remember, can be used in a good meaning, that a party that is standing for Haq and the truth, and can be used for the pure meaning, in that meaning, that way they are standing for evil and devilish activities. Let's come to point number two. In time of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, everybody would come to Nabi alayhi salatu salam. After the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, then Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, then Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an. So there was no real split in the Ummah, remember that at that time. Everybody had one central point, and they know that this person was the Khalif. We will discuss the propaganda and objections just now. On a lighter note, because there's many youngsters and the lecture is long, I'll be honest, there's many things to discuss. So, you know, once there was a debate between a Sunni and a Shi'i. Sunni is we and Shi'i are the opposite side. So the debate was, for example, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Shi'i was there on time, before time. And the Sunni got up past 3, half past 3, then about half past 3, pitched up. So the Shi'i told him, you don't have shame, you make us wait here for half an hour and more. You already frightened, your wuzu broke already, or what? He said, no man, you know what happened? I went to read Salat there and somebody stole my shoes. I think a Shi'i stole my shoes. So this type of thing. He says, the habit from Nabi alayhi salatu salam's time, the Shias, they're stealing our shoes. So did Shia in that state of emotion. He said, what nonsense you're talking? You know in Nabi alayhi salam's time, there were no Shias. So he said, finish the day, debate is won already. You already admitted there were no Shias in that time. So anyway, brothers, that is now lighter note, let's go on to serious stuff. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now, first 10 years, you know I'm speaking of after Nubuwa, now the 10 years, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 13 years spent in Makkah, then the last 10 years in Madinah Munawwara, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes and performs Hajj. On the 14th of Zilhijjah, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam leaves Makkah Mukarramah and is going back to Madinah to Rasul. After 4 days travel, it's a Sunday, it's the 18th of Zilhijjah, 10th year of the Hijrah. Get these dates right, brothers and sisters. 18th of Zilhijjah, 10th year of the Hijrah, Sunday it is. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam stops at Ghadir Khum. Ghadir means a well, like a pool where there is water, and that place is called Ghadir Khum. And then Nabi alayhi salatu salam delivers a memorable khutbah and a lesson. What was the khutbah? Praising and giving and mentioning the manaqib, virtues and merits of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. We accept it, is mentioned in our books as well. Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various books have it. And Nabi alayhi salam said, "Man kuntu maulahu fa aliyun maula." Now why did Nabi alayhi salatu salam say all these things and pray Sayyidina Ali immediately after Hajj? The logical conclusion the Shia say was, Nabi alayhi salatu salam is already making ishara and suggestions that I want Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu to be the first caliph. And if you look at it logically, it might make sense.